Mass shootings have become a part of America's landscape. This week at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, another elementary school. We've seen mass shootings at middle schools, at high schools, community colleges, and universities. Just since 2000, mass shootings in this country have killed worshippers in churches, synagogues, and a Sikh temple. There have been mass shootings on streets and in parking lots, in factories and post offices, airports, movie theaters, nightclubs, shopping malls, and diners. And if you think that's enough, you've made the point, I'd have to say that the facts of all these killings year after year have not made the point. They go on. Over the past few years, there have been mass shootings on military bases, in municipal buildings, at festivals, bowling alleys, and spas. There have been mass shootings in states with strict gun laws and states where a newly 18-year-old can buy a gun but not a beer. There have been mass shootings in supermarkets, as in Buffalo just 2 weeks ago, in healthcare clinics and apartment complexes, nursing homes, trailer parks, and subways. Some mass shooters have targeted people just because they're Asian, Black, gay, Jewish, or Latino. Some just tried to kill as many people as they could. Our children have been in almost as many active shooter drills as school plays, because they've seen school shootings almost every year. All those images they can find online of students running out of classrooms with their hands in the air, many in tears, many in shock. God knows what children have seen in nightmares. If you read from the list of mass shootings just in this last generation, you might recognize place names we vowed never to forget: Virginia Tech, Sandy Hook Elementary, Emmanuel AME Church, Pulse Nightclub, the Route 91 Harvest Festival, Tree of Life Synagogue, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Mass shootings have become, are the only right words really, a grim routine. The shock, grief, international attention, vigils, flowers, funerals, eulogies, investigations, shattered families, and familiar political arguments now well practiced before the next horrifying occasion strikes. People care. People pray, but what changes?